Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The Shade Parade.
This is the Shade Parade, where we have all of the opinions and none of the facts. She's rummaging through the gap, and you can call her Yeezy the Grouch. Please give it up for my co-host, Ari Kiki.
Fuck you. Yeah. How am I supposed to follow that?
Wow, I just did that off the top of my head. Wow.
I know you did. You just told me you had no good opening, and here we go. Fuck off.
Thank you.
She's the new host of Drag Race of the Bronx.
Yes, Drag Race the Bronx,
where all the girls are hood.
So I'm recording from DJ's place, and I am looking at the fucking holodeck,
which is
right
not
now.
A child's, which is not a kid's shelter. DJ's place.
Oh, that's not what I was looking for. Wait, what's this? Hola, oh, baby. Oh, we are going to get sued.
Whatever it is, I can't hear it, so knock yourself out.
Oh, you can't hear any of the sound effects. That's not fun.
Nope. So I'm not going to react to them because I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't know what some of these are.
Unless DJ can figure out a way to connect it like he normally does, but not tonight.
Can you
busy well, eating I think, his ribs?
I think he's trying to figure it out. Oh, maybe not. maybe I'm just dreaming. Oh, fuck you. Okay. You can't hear any of that. Okay. So, we've been gone for a little while. There's been some things that have happened. We've been gone for a month? Damn.
It feels like it.
I mean, I guess we have been gone for a month. I've been dead for a month.
Yeah.
I no longer live with you, so that's a development.
Sad sound effect, wherever that is.
Huh? Wait.
What is happening? Off camera, you can't see what's going on, but DJ just pulled his dick out.
That was not
and
true.
showed it to Brian.
That was not true.
And like winked at him and mouthed later.
Sounds like
what
a regular night over there.
Fuck. What the fuck?
Sounds like a regular night at the kids' shelter, DJ's place.
Oh yes, daddy.
You can't hear the sound effects, but just know that we're doing you justice, girl. Thank you.
That's gonna make it all right. More fun.
Sounds great. Hold up.
Oh, baby.
Also, before we get too carried away, for the listeners, yesterday was DJ's birthday.
Yes, yesterday was DJ's birthday.
She just turned 45, I think.
She just turned, yeah, I think it's 145, actually. It's 145. Yep. You have to carry the two.
Something like, yeah, Methuselah or something like that. Yeah. That sounds, it tracks.
Yeah, you have to, that was a, yeah, wait. There we go. That's where she is. That's where she is. So, I hope that, wow. Okay, enough of that. Yeah, so Ari, what's good? What else is there to talk about? We've been gone for a month. There have been Drag Race finales that have happened since we've been gone. There have been, the Jinx has a new crown, and we did not talk about that. So does Raja, and we started 14 new franchises. We've been introduced to season 175. Like, there's a lot of Drag Race that's happening right now.
And that's nothing that I want to discuss.
And we're not going to talk about any of it.
If we're gonna talk about what I've been up to, what's going on with my neck of the woods, we definitely did have to take like a month off. Just a lot of tumultuous stuff happening on both of our ends.
Yeah, life is topsy turvy.
You've been busy. My life is topsy turvy right now. Long story short, for those of you who haven't put it together, haven't heard, or just tuning in. I live in my brother's townhouse. I was living here with my drag son and their girlfriend for the past year or so. Ronnie, what's wrong? Why are you making that face?
There's just a lot of static on my end. And
it's a lot.
Yeah.
So, Ronnie was living with me at one point as well for the past, like, almost four or five months.
Yeah.
It was a nice, like, cozy household. But my brother has to come back to Jersey. He's got a lot of stuff on his plate work-wise. And he just, about 2-3 months ago, he asked my roommates to move out. He gave them 3 months' time to find a new place. So this is the end of that era tonight. They just left. Took everything out of their room. Besides the cat. The cat will be out by this weekend. It's bittersweet because I really enjoyed living with them. It was a lot of fun times. It was really fun to hang out with them a lot. And cook for them and hang out and watch TV shows. Kay's great for watching TV. Surprisingly, Mel's not into watching TV. Mel never followed up on stuff.
Mel would often.
I would always fall asleep during stuff.
Get up and walk away.
You're missing the best part.
You're missing the whole part, bitch. You would fall
asleep
part,
pretty much.
At the beginning of Drag Race Canada. Yeah.
Well, Canada sucks.
Anything
but the U.S. sucks. And that sounds very American.
Oh, that's xenophobic. Ah!
So, no. This season of Canada just isn't really drawing me in. I tried to watch Snatch Game the other day, and I wasn't really thrilled.
To be fair, their Snatch Game was kind of one of the worst.
Well, also, you have to realize they're just following... Are you telling me to stop?
No, I'm listening.
You have to realize that they're following all of us just watching season 7 of All Stars with that amazing Snatch Game. It's kind of hard to follow that at this
point. But these are seasoned professionals. These are professionals.
At the end of the day, it's the way they decided to air things. So that's on them. That's on WOW and VH1 and Paramount for like lining things up the way. All Stars should have been the last thing you gave us before the break of Drag Race.
There's no break.
No,
what are you talking about? Break? There's no break. There's a bus and another club and a club and another club with like no sleep. Another
you are
bus
in current club, times, but like, there was a period of time where we would have like a good 6 months of no Drag Race.
Nah, not today. Not in 2022, bitch. 2023. Do you speak Thai? Good. We got subtitles. Do you?
There's Thai, like, Philippines, Holland, Mexico's coming.
Yeah.
It's a lot. España, which is one of the best ones.
España, France just wrapped. Like, there's a lot.
I think we're getting a Drag Race Tulum soon.
Tulum, yes. Oh yes, I want to go to Tulum. Yes.
But yeah, so back to my living situation. So my brother's coming in, I believe, on Sunday. It's my older brother. I also work for him. So it'll be interesting living with him. We tried to have like a little bonding moment on Tuesday night. He invited me out to dinner to a restaurant by the house. So we met up. We went out to dinner together, had some seafood, had some drinks. Talked about life in general. And so that was interesting. I was kind of trying to like, what's happening? Why are y'all cracking up?
Nothing. You just can't hear the sound effects, and it's funny.
That's helpful. I'm trying to have a serious moment here.
I'm sorry.
I can't even hear what's happening. For all I know, she's pulling out chocolate every 5 minutes.
You're a dummy, bitch.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, it was. No, it's fine. It's whatever. It's what I'm used to. It was nice to kind of like have a little bonding moment. I talked to my mom about it earlier today, and she had a whole little.
How does she feel? I know she's loving it.
Yes and no. Without going into too much detail, she's all kinds of emotions. Because with any family, there's always bumping of heads between members of the family. Myself not included. I, for the most part, don't bump heads with anybody. But other members of the family don't see eye to eye.
She's trying to pull me into...
Huh?
She's an easygoing Aquarius.
Yeah, she's trying to put me in the middle of things, and I'm like, that's not my business. I don't have the issues. She started crying to me about stuff earlier on the phone, and I was like, Ma, save the tears. They're not going to do shit for me. Cry to the other two and resolve that on their own, because that's not my business.
Well, okay.
So, and I say this because I'm almost positive no one in my family listens to this podcast. But we'll find out if it gets brought up. I know I think Olivia listens to it, my niece. Yeah, it'll be interesting living with him. My mom is like, do you think he's going to make you put your dolls away? I'm like, no, not really, because like my dolls aren't everywhere in the house. They're just in this one little area by my space.
I mean, I'm going to be...
Yeah?
They're a little creepy when you like first sit down
These are creepy to you. You don't like the rainbow high ones that are staring
they're
at you.
They're fucking
when you
creepy. Like, they just, it's an audience. Like, I was like...
These aren't that bad.
There's a lot of dolls.
The fashion ones aren't bad.
They're not bad.
But I need... So, now that the cat house is gone, I want to get another shelving unit and put it here.
For more dolls?
For those dolls that are in the bin.
Oh, for the dolls that are in the... Oh, something happened. We lost everything. Oh, no. Did we just lose everything?
Not really.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. This one's to that. Mm-hmm. Did we just lose the whole episode? Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Hello?
Did we just lose the whole episode?
It sounds like it. What happened?
I don't know. It looks like this is just starting over. Oh no.
It's still counting on my end.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, DJ. You might want to jump in at some point and put headphones on and figure shit out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be.
So audio is separately recorded here, too.
He said audio is being recorded on this box thing over here.
Okay. This is still going. We'll see if this episode makes it. Hold on, baby. We'll record on Sunday.
I think I might be available Sunday.
By the way, if Brian is also in the room, for those of you who are not on our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. What's your broke ass?
What's his current Instagram handle? Isn't it like Inked? Is it Inked Prince or something? What's your current Instagram handle? Use your mouth. Like you usually do.
That's the old handle.
What's your current handle? My phone's charging in the other room.
I think it's _ dapper prince.
Incorrect. I think you have a phone in front of you, baby.
I don't use. It's _dapper_prince.
He doesn't use it.
I don't even know.
He doesn't know.
That's not true. He's constantly posting thirst traps.
Oh,
every day.
He has headphones on.
Every day there's thirst traps.
Oh my god.
Look at me in my underwear. Look at my titties. I'm just sitting next to my cat in my bed with my torso out.
What?
What's the reason?
Come for her.
I don't wear clothes in my house.
Neither do I normally.
Oh my god. Exactly.
What is that?
I'm gonna be naked if I post a photo. In the comfort of my own home.
Yes, as you can.
Oh yes, daddy.
You can react to it.
What? I can react to what?
Her.
I can't hear the sound effects, so I can't react to shit.
No, you can react to the thirst trap.
I do. I normally do.
Do you?
I'll send you a thumbs up every once in a while. You never send me anything good, so I can't say.
She wants nudes.
Why can I hear you better than you can hear me?
Because he's right up on the mic.
I'm literally about to swallow this microphone. Oh. That's what's happening.
Okay.
Like, why are you holding it?
It looks so funny.
The way he's holding it, he's like trying to like smack me with it.
We're gonna blow out the levels in this episode.
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. I'll definitely blow out the.
I'm like, DJ, we know it's your birthday week. You'll get the blowjob at some point. Just relax. Just wait a few more minutes.
Happy birthday.
It's Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
It is the perfect day for you to get.
Who the fuck knew it was your birthday? I just thought it was another Thursday. Yes.
What is that?
Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, speaking of, have you heard her new album, Traumazine?
I have heard. I have heard her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the best episode of Sesame Street ever.
Everything. From now, from here on, whenever I'm referring to someone, it is not just her. It is her, 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 her. Like, we have to, like... But, like, all of the girls are feeling it. All of the girls are feeling their legendary status right now.
Absolutely. Well, she just dropped a video, and it's cunt.
And then we also have Beyonce, who we're waiting for. Oh, I'm not going to clap.
Beyonce is sitting pretty on this visual album, because I keep on seeing more and more images drop. And I'm like, what are you waiting for?
Did you see Michelet with her tribute to Michelet, the impersonator? She's like the number one Beyonce impersonator.
I think Tenza posted it or something.
Yes. Yeah.
I glanced at it. I didn't really care.
Just like
it is spot on.
It is absolutely.
The costumes are on spot on.
Yeah, no, 100% Tenza.
I'm fine with the Beyonce version. Like,
Isn't she imitate Toni Braxton too?
I thought she was the number
one. No, that's a different one.
I
believe it's a different one.
Isn't that her? Nope.
Her. It is not she.
So not only do we have applause now, but we also have boos.
I don't like that.
Oh, I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
It sounds hateful.
Boo, throw tomato.
It sounds hateful.
Boo, tomatoes, boo.
Oh, shit.
Okay. If I had a place to crash on Thursdays, I would come out there and record with you guys more often.
You can crash with me.
No.
You live in the Bronx, and I have to travel back to Jersey in the morning.
All the way back to Jersey. Yeah.
I just said you could
crash. Maybe.
You could crash with
me.
Where
in the Bronx are you? Don't say, like, exact. Like, give me a neighborhood.
Mud Haven.
I know her. I don't know where she is exactly at the moment, but...
She's opposite to Harlem. So you have... So, you know how you have, like, Manhattan, West Side, and East Side?
Mm-hmm.
So Harlem would be the West Side.
What train does she run... What train runs by her?
4, 5, 6... 2.
You're on the other side.
Yeah, east side.
Yeah.
She's on the east side of the Bronx.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with her. I don't want to be with she.
Can we get finish him to say finish her, actually? Can we get that to say finish her? Like, we need, like... Oh, wait, what's this one?
I'm sure it exists.
Oh, okay, we already knew her. We know her. What exists?
We might need some of that Megan Thee Stallion on the soundboard.
Yes, her. Can we get that? Can we get that? Her.
But we
her,
can't use her, the whole thing. Her.
No, we could
just
use that.
It has to be like just three. I don't even think it matters.
I don't even think it matters. I think if they're going to come for us, they're just going to make us... I don't know. What money are they going to recoup? Like, give us the money that you got from this.
This is a non-profit.
That's not how they look at things.
Like I said... This is a not-for-profit organization, bitch.
Not-for-profit organization.
It's a not-for-profit child shelter called DJ's Place. Roommates are moving out. Roommates moving in.
Oh, daddy's moving.
Comes down to the color of the skin. Run, 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 because you sure can't hide. Did you just boo me? Did you just boo me? Did you? Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah, we booed you. We booed you.
So
how do you feel about all of this? You're there's a, it's a big transitional phase for you. I'm not there anymore. And I'm going to tell you, even though it was a trek to get back to Jersey, I was having a great time. Like,
I enjoyed having you around. Like, it was great kicking with you on a daily basis.
I would come around, I would tell you my tales, and I would disappear into the night or back upstairs to sleep to recover from the night before.
Right. When he would be out on... Because Fridays and Saturdays is when I would lose him for a period of time, typically speaking. So I would, like... And I have a problem that I go to the bathroom every, like, 2 to 3 hours. So, like, I would wake up at 3 a.m, I'm like, he's not in the bed. So I'd open up Grindr and see if he was anywhere beyond 12 miles. I knew he was still in the city.
That's the kid tracker.
But if he was anywhere less than 12 miles, I knew he was in Jersey. So I'm like, okay, she's still out, you know, having her adventures, or she's on her way home. Like, I just...
You're on her favorites.
And only by 7 o'clock in the morning, she'd be back on the sofa.
You're on her favorites list.
Oh. At least I'm on...
Yeah, you're one of my close friends on Grindr.
At least there's I'm a on handful someone's of people favorite. On it.
You're starred. That's what it is.
It's starred, yeah.
It looks like you used to be capped at that. You used to only be able to like star like 4 or 5 people, but now you're able to star a lot more people, it looks like.
Yeah, I think they just want you to make friends,
I guess. So yeah, I'm excited to see what it's like living with my brother, but also he's saying he's only trying to be here like 3 or 4 nights a week, so I'll have like the weekends to myself, even though most of the weekends I'm outside, like I'm not really home. So, I don't know.
She outside.
But we'll see. We'll see what the vibe is. And then, nightlife-wise, I put in my 2 weeks at Rebar. Which was bittersweet also. Yeah. Last week.
Yeah, why did you decide to leave?
I like working with
Kareem.
I love working with Robert.
But why did you decide to leave?
The music's always... So, and I told this to Kareem, asked me why, and honestly, right. Just because of finances. I'm getting paid a certain amount.
Uh-huh.
And when I first agreed to do this, I was supposed to be done by midnight, and even that was pushing it on a Thursday night when I know I have work in the morning, and I have gym bar at night.
Uh-huh.
But lately, I've just been getting out later, and it's not fair for me to ask for more money. Because of, you know, like, any other bitch could work the door. I know I have a certain charm and a certain charisma. I'm not being smug. I'm being honest.
I'm like, not. I fucking
co-signed that. She hit a sound
that.
Effect I don't know about.
I didn't hit a sound. I didn't hit a sound effect. I co-signed that. You're my bestie. I fucking rep. Like, yes, absolutely. She's fucking charming. She's amazing.
It's a proud laugh.
Yeah.
I can't get dick, but I'll definitely be friendly with people. But that's my own choice. I'm working on that as well.
Yeah, those are your choices. Those are your choices.
They are.
Because I told you.
And now everyone got monkeypox. I don't want no dick near me. Like, I mean, what the fuck? I waited. I fucked up.
Yeah, you did. You waited. You waited until the dick went bad. That's what you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You waited until you waited too long. The expiration date on the dick is today, bitch. Like,
it was last week. It was 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Before everything was spreading.
It's moldy and it has a rash. Like, no.
I mean, I got my first. Where is she? There she. She's angry still. I got my first shot.
Wow, that looks effective.
I got that. I got that on like the 6th of August, and it's still like angry.
Yeah.
And I had to lie. First of all, so I live in Jersey, but my ID says I live in New York. Uh-huh. I'm not promiscuous. I'm celibate as fuck, but I had to lie and all that to get the shot because they're treating this like this is HIV. This is an STI. This is not an STI. This is not HIV. This is a fucking virus that is spread through contact, and y'all acting like this is a fucking STI that only happens to gay people. Like, I've been talking to straight people who want to get the vaccine, and they're like, we can't get the vaccine because they're only giving it to you guys, because...
What?
Well, I mean...
No, because, I mean, straight people are promiscuous, too, and we know they're going to be straight people getting it very soon, because...
It's not even being promiscuous. Someone was telling me that, like, It doesn't even.
You can literally slap five on the wrong person and you get it.
Yeah, that's the reason I got it. They had a friend who stayed over. I got the rest
because I'm like, go ahead, sorry. I'm talking over you.
It's okay. No, no, she's passionate. Tell me about it. Tell me more. Tell me more.
I'm just annoyed.
I understand. I understand your annoyance, but like, people are going to be dumb.
Like, I work in nightlife and I'm like, I'm always hugging up on people. I'm always kissing on people. It just takes the wrong person for me to touch.
Well, it's not even the wrong person. It's not like, going to happen like just, that. First off, like, you gotta be like holding hands or like long contact, like holding somebody. Okay.
You know when I get frisky with the boys, I get frisky with the boys.
Oh yeah, she's cupping and jiggling and slapping and pinching things. Yeah,
putting my hands where they don't belong, but with consent, of course. And so it just you know, the wrong gay handshake. Could take me down the wrong road.
That's when you grab the head of a dick and you just shake it vigorously. That is called a gay handshake. No.
It's like when the keys don't work on the door handle. You just...
Yeah, when you have to jiggle the keys and handle.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting booed again.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, so I put in my 2 weeks at Rebar. This coming Thursday is my last Thursday.
If I'm not on set, I'll come hang out.
So, with that being your segue, how has your life been since our last episode? What have you been up to?
So things have taken a dramatic turn.
She's found a new career.
I found a whole ass new career. I am a wardrobe assistant working in the like costume and wardrobe union for TV and film here in New York City. I have not abandoned fashion, but I am no longer taking fashion jobs. I'm no longer taking like
in the fashion industry per se. You're still technically industry. Working in fashion.
Exactly.
It's just not that aspect you were trained for.
Yeah. And
used to working for.
I will also like continue to operate my business, but I will, if I can help it for as long as I can help it, I won't be returning to fashion design
the bullshit that you've been dealing with.
Yeah, the way that I was doing it before. And I think for real, the straw that broke my back was when Ralph Lauren offered me $20 an hour to be like their associate designer for sweaters. And I was like, I'm not an entry level ass bitch. Like, why are you offering me entry level ass money? Like, what is this? So I
guess what, bitch?
I took a job with this interference is like rough. Okay, that's a little better. So I took a job with. So over the last couple of months, I've been working in TV and film. I've done certain shows, and I feel like we've talked about them on the podcast. Where I've even done,
we haven't really been able to because of NDA purposes, right? But you kind of hinted at stuff.
But I've done a couple of episodes of a couple of shows. There's a certain show that's coming out on a streaming service relatively soon that I can't talk about until it airs, and I can't even talk about it until after it's premiered. And then, like, until like the episodes that I'm in have premiered, so like I don't even know how much. I don't even know how much of this is liable in the conversation, honestly. but yeah, I've been working on a couple of things.
You haven't said anything, so I think you're fine.
And right now I am working on I'm working on another series where I've done a couple of episodes of this series. And it's with a pretty notable, pretty popular actor right now. Oh, Jeeves. Mm-hmm. Jeeves, would you mind refilling my glass, Jeeves?
One second, hold on.
I swear to God, if you pull your dick out, I'm just gonna grab it and like shake it. I'm gonna give you a great gay handshake.
Slap it on your cheek.
I'll pull it up and pull it in front of the camera.
It's such a different vibe when I'm there.
So I would like another glass of Prosecco, and if you have OJ, but I would like, no, are you walking away from me? I was going to tell you specifically what kind of OJ I wanted.
Wow.
Not from, okay, so not from the, he's not listening, not from the bottle. I would like it fresh squeezed.
From Florida.
But you can only squeeze it with your knuckles. I don't want you using a press. Everything, you can taste the tannins. It's not good for you.
Fresh squeeze with the foot.
It's not good for you. It's not good for
you. Ew, not the foot.
So yeah, and with that, I've been working a lot. Like, I've been on several episodes of a couple of different shows. I'm in the middle of, are you just?
Okay. Oh, this bitch said self-served.
Oh, are we?
Is this self-served?
Okay.
Terrible service. It's like when we went to go see Six.
What is happening?
Can we
you heard Vicky?
What?
Is this bottle service?
It's like we're in the audience of Six.
Exactly. It's like we're back at the Iridium.
Right back at the Iridium. Can we get some ice? I feel like I'm at a high school party.
Oh no.
There's no ice.
Oh, am I holding this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm currently working on a show. I have to go back to this show tomorrow, which is also a part of the reason why we've been absent.
Right.
But
your hours are crazy.
Yeah, my hours are insane. And when I was in Jersey, I was traveling 2 hours to get into the city just to get my day started. And then I had to work 10, 12, 16 hours some days. And then I would get back.
And then travel back the 2 hours.
Whatever mode of transportation I was in to get back for another 2 hours back to Jersey. So it was a lot that I had going on. So it was a little difficult to come in and put in hours at my community service job. Did she fall asleep?
Mm-hmm.
She fell asleep on me. She told me no.
I didn't.
Oh, no, the special effects. Oh, thank you.
Taste it.
Perfect.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I moved out of your place. I'm renting a room in the Bronx right now. So, like, I never thought that I would, like, be in the Bronx like that. But, like...
It sounds like you're in a decent part of the town.
I'm right by Grand Concourse. I'm right by 161. So, like...
I thought you were by the terminal.
I mean, I wasn't trying to give away my exact location, but thank you.
No, you threw me off. No, but you're not. You're not, because the terminal's a big area.
I mean, yes, exactly, for that fucking point. I don't want you fucking, like, look for me over there, because I'm not going to be over there. But if you look for me here, now you're going to see me. Now, you know what I mean? I'm a fucking brightly colored Technicolor motherfucker. Like, you're going to run into me.
I seen you twice this week.
Yeah.
I seen you, twice already.
Meanwhile, unintentionally.
I saw you Tuesday and today.
Meanwhile, I've been in the Bronx like 6 times.
Me? When? This week?
6 times.
Where did you go?
In a week.
Why were you
six
there?
Times Uber in a Eats. Week. His Uber Eats got him spotting you.
Six times. Eats. 6 times in a week. That's a regular.
That's
a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a rate. That's not a regular. That's a relationship.
What's his name?
The girls are fighting.
On the microphone, please. There are other people at present.
In the mic. She said in the mic. She can't hear you.
Nothing's happening. He's processing everything they were telling him.
Next question.
Not her being President Trump and pleading the 55th.
Not her pleading the 5th. You better be 45.
I bet she looks like that white woman that has the calculations over her face trying to realize things.
The math woman. We'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back. Don't think we forgot.
Six times in a week.
She turned 45 and forgot that relationships are a thing.
great gowns, beautiful gowns.
45 from this past birthday, and you forgot things. Did you forget? Are you forgetting? Mama, are you? Can you hear? Can you? Ma, can you hear me?
Do you know who this is?
Do you know who we are?
She has Alzheimer's.
Do you remember us?
She has Alzheimer's.
Sit. Rest your ankle. Sit down.
Oh, too close to home.
Rest your ankles. I know they hurt. They're swollen. They look swollen. We have gotten way off topic. This is what happens when we go away for a month and come back with no real...
foolish.
With no real agenda. Yeah, so that's really what I've been up to. There was a period of mourning that we will talk about at a later date. Not to...
I lost target.
Are you okay? Did you press but something? Did something happen? Are we still here?
It's still recording.
Can you see us?
It is.
Oh no! And you know this goes to this. That's not to this. No. That's to this.
Well, no. So it's.
Wait, are they the same computer?
This is just for sound effects. This is controlled by another computer that's down there.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. This is insane.
This is just for the sound effects.
Okay, this is madness.
Technical difficulties, part three.
So.
Technical difficulties, part three.
Can you hear us? Can you see us? Ari.
Nope.
Nope. She can't hear or see us. Ari. Ari.
The look of aggravation.
No, she's there. She
don't know.
She can't see or hear us.
Hold on. I'm gonna stop this one.
Oh. Hello?
Oof, that was nice.
Wave your hands if you can hear us, and walks out of frame.
Couch. Nope. Got nope. It. I was gonna say, can you see us? Nope. Can't see shit.
I guess what, bitch?
This is still going. So.
Okay, we're gonna.
It's not going.
What's not going?
The time.
It's not. Yeah, it's be a new recording.
Just in case.
I hope.
But this records no matter what.
Okay.
We're recording for the last 45 minutes. Well, 45 minutes and 30 seconds now.
So all right, we're just getting a letter. No, this is a fucking editing. We're getting an extra long episode. We've been gone for a month. Y'all are going to listen to this shit no matter what.
We're going.
Like, honestly, the longer the episodes are, the more listens we get. So it doesn't even fucking matter.
The entire story about the cat or whatever, because that was stopped. This was still wrong. So if you don't pay, clip that out at the beginning.
That's fine. I won't be editing this until Saturday anyway. I work tomorrow. I can't do this tonight.
Did you pee on
yourself? No. That was... I think that was alcohol.
Come on, drip.
You pissed on yourself.
No, that was alcohol.
That's... I mean, if you talk about it.
What?
Can you hear me?
Roaches!
Can you hear me? No.
Can you hear the?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear the sound effects?
Nope.
Hit it again.
Nope.
I gotta figure that one out. Sorry to this man.
Okay, you have to start the recording. Because we could just go right into flaming topics.
I think that's a good idea.
Did I talk about anything? Yeah, because I'm.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. I try. I'm trying not to be so like.
Flazida.
Cagey with my like week and my answers and shit, specifically because of what I recently went through. But it's like a 6-hour episode. No, it's not gonna be a 6-hour episode. What?
Fix the volume or get back closer to the mic.
Fix the she said fix the volume or I have to get closer to the mic.
Put the head closer to your mouth.
So this type of microphone
Oh, I have to speak into the mic. This is annoying. Oh shit! Can I do it like this? Can I do it like that so you can see more of my face?
You can. You just aim it. Like,
can you see more of my face, Daddy? No.
Oh yes, Daddy.
My shorts are.
She looks so tall.
Short. My shorts are very short.
Yeah,
that's nothing new.
They're obscene.
They're like, suffocating your legs.
Which ones are they?
My legs are not suffocating. They're doing anything.
They're the thinnest fabric. It looks like a swimming trunk.
It looks like an elephant trunk.
It's a swimming trunk.
It's a swimming.
They probably are swimming trunks.
Does it have the netting on?
No, they're not swim
trunks. There was net, so she cut them off.
I did not cut them out. There was no net in here.
She cut it off.
Definitely bought them with an inch and a half inseam.
Mm-hmm.
These are my.
She got them from the little girl section.
Keyword 8.5.
Whoa.
What's 8.5?
Did I get this yet? 3. 2.
Oh, that wasn't recording.
No. Now we're recording.
Well, no.
Hold up! Oh, baby.
Damn it.
Okay, so. I think we went away, and we're gonna do.
Yeah, you didn't do like the proper intro.
Okay. So we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna do flaming topics. The Renaissance is upon us. Ezra explains it all. Denny identifies again. Shea Coulee graduates from the RUCU to the MCU.
Oh, we're pulling out stories from like 2 or 3 weeks ago now.
We've been gone for a minute. Get used to it. Death comes in threes. And this time, she didn't miss. And we might talk about, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Kenya Barris, and, you know, some other things. All that and, you know, whatever else we decide to talk about when we come back. Work, it faded out. Yes, production! Work, production! Work, production! Yes! I have $40. I have $40. I'm sorry. We're on break. Is there anything you wanted to talk about? Do you want to get food? Do you want to get water? Do you need to go pee? Do you need to listen to a...
Is she watching porn?
Yeah, what are you watching?
Wait, who is that?
I sent this to the group chat.
Wait, who is that?
It's a new video. I sent this to the group chat.
Oh, that
why,
was...
Why?
That was...
Okay. I thought the freezing wasn't working.
It's cold. It doesn't get...
You freezing. Thought wrong, bitch.
It's cold.
So put this in the fridge.
Yeah, put that in the fridge. If we're going to have another cocktail... Because I need...
Because it's sitting there just getting hot.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you put it between your thighs.
I didn't put anything between my thighs.
Not yet. But he had ribs.
I didn't put anything between my thighs.
But he had ribs, so...
I did not have ribs. You had ribs.
I did have ribs.
And a rib bone. And a bone rib.
No, I had a bone donation.
You had a boner donation. A boner donation.
I had a bone to donate.
Ooh.
Oh. I miss you. I miss hearing your... Oh. Sorry. What was that? What was that? It's a full laptop.
I didn't want to drink into the microphone.
But I miss having like coming home to people.
Aww. Yeah, same.
it's like, so I have roommates.
People you know and care about. Let's rephrase that.
That part, yeah. I have roommates, and one of my roommates has children, and I don't know or care about them. So, like, it's weird to have, like, children present that you just, like, don't give a fuck about. Like, I couldn't care if, like, I mean, like, yes, I don't want to, like, traumatize. Oh, shit. I don't want to, like, traumatize the child, but, like, I don't know. Doesn't it make you feel powerful to know that you have that ability?
How would you traumatize this child?
Oh, like, there's a number of ways you can traumatize a child.
Can you
put on a clown suit and throw baloney at them?
A tankini?
Give them.
You wear a tankini?
Oh no, I was thinking of just wearing a clown outfit, but like, yeah, we can wear a tankini, and then like they would either grow up with like a fetish for clowns in tankinis throwing baloney at them, or they'll forever be afraid of clowns in tankinis throwing balonies at them.
Once you're ready to terrify children, come out dressed
as I'm so confused.
They would be too. That's the point. Like, it's really easy to, like, they're impressionable. They're like, they're stupid. They're like stupid people. They're like stupid little
people.
They're
not stupid if they're raised properly.
No, just in general, they're like stupid little people.
Or if you beat them hard enough.
I mean, you can beat the intelligence out of one, I think.
That's how I was raised.
We can tell.
They told me not to touch anything, and if I did, I'll get my ass beat. And I got my ass beat.
Oh no!
And I never touched anything ever again.
You develop a tolerance for pain. Well, or you're like really turned on by it. Like, beat me, daddy. Like, you know what I mean?
Smack me.
Oh, yes, daddy.
Choke me while you kiss me.
Oh.
Oh, yes, daddy.
Yes.
Make me throw up on myself.
Yes.
Oh, that's too far. Okay, fine. Oh, but if you're choking on a dick, they're just like...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, make me feel like these are my last moments.
It's a what?
That's what I'm saying.
Can she hear us?
No, she doesn't care.
I don't.
We started going off on a rant, and she doesn't care.
You went on a rant, and there were sound effects that I can't hear, so I can't react to them.
We didn't really do a lot.
We did a lot, but we can't figure out how to get you to hear the sound effects.
Yep. Welcome to hour 6 of this week's episode of the Shade Parade.
We'll go to Jersey next week.
Okay, and. Oh, are we going to go back to Jersey next week? I'll ride in the car with you.
I won't be in Jersey next week. It's my last week at Rebar.
She's going to be at Rebar next week, though. Oh, catch us at Rebar next week. If you're... Okay, hold on. We're going to come back. Where's the thing?
What thing?
That's if you don't work next Thursday.
That's if I don't... I don't work next Thursday so far.
Which thing?
See, this is what I was talking about.
The world at large. Fuckery and shenanigans are occuring everywhere daily.
11 miles away.
City, the hateful hoes who address these recurring activities are members of an elite squad known as the Shade Parade. These are their stories.
I'm not.
I know she's in the city.
She's worse. She's worse than a white woman mother.
Not even online right
now. She saved money on getting the chip put on you. She literally went straight for the app, and
I'm not even.
And she monitors you from there.
I haven't been online in days.
Last seen,
catfish,
103 hours ago.
This is 19 hours ago. Not that I care. But.
Yeah, okay, I haven't been on in a day, and it's been a day. It's been almost 24 hours.
Not that I care, but since you brought it up,
not that she cares, but she has a number.
Listen,
just so you know.
Listen. I was born free, okay? Like Beyonce said.
Listen, you're in the Bronx or elsewhere. You're welcome.
Ha! Let me tell you, I am in the Bronx, bitch. Let me tell you the tales of being in the Bronx right now after having not been in New York City for 3 years.
Right. Tell me more.
That's it. That's where we cut the stories for the podcast. Anyway,
you want to share with the class?
No.
Share with the class. The class wants to know how you did your homework. No.
You're a dummy, bitch.
I didn't. What's this one? That one. Okay. We have to cut all that out. We have to cut all that out of the episode. So we're back and we're gonna do our flaming topics. I am beyond obsessed with Renaissance Act 1. I know that no one else in the room has gotten into it, and correct. I think you were all subpar homosexuals for doing so. That's what I said. That's what I said.
I mean, there's a lot of new music coming out. We got Lizzo the week before. Beyonce. Then we got Megan Thee Stallion. Yep.
Megan gave you 3 weeks before she dropped new music. She gave you 3 weeks to do your homework. And what did you do with that time? Eat Doritos and suck dicks. That's what you did.
You're a dummy, bitch.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Hold up. Oh, baby. So, I wanted to go through a track-by-track, like, review of the album. Yeah, yeah. But, wow. First off, none of y'all have heard
track
the album.
Track-by-track?
I've listened to the whole thing. It hasn't just sunk into my soul yet.
Track by track.
You know what they say. You went to a Beyonce brunch.
If you want to do that, by all means do it and just put it up for the Patreon, because I don't want to subject our listeners to a track by track.
Subject the listeners. I would bless the listeners with my opinion of a track by track analysis of Renaissance Act 1. And then we come back for Renaissance Act 2 and 3, because if it's like the visuals...
It's not a trilogy.
It's a trilogy. She's doing Act 2 and 3. Yeah.
Said who? Said where?
Said Beyonce.
Did that leak also? Because I haven't heard that yet.
No, so this is always a part of Act 1. Go to her Instagram. It's Renaissance Act 1 of 3.
I understand Act 1. Where did you get 2 and 3?
It's like, it's on her website. It's on her Insta.
More so, and 3. How do you know there's a 3?
It's on her website. It's on Insta.
Those are going to be future albums.
We don't know if it's going to be future albums. She keeps asking me the same question.
Where on her Insta does it say that?
Oh my god.
What am I looking for?
Yeah, she logs into the internet. She's about to get on and find
receipts that I can't find.
Bitch, Google it. Google it.
You said it's on her Insta. I should just be able to find it on her Insta.
You follow Beyonce?
Of course I follow Beyonce. I'm one of the 5 million people that follow Beyonce.
Do you have her turn on post and stories notifications?
No, I don't have
her. No, she's not that. No.
I'm not that girl. I'm not a part of the hive like that.
Could you imagine
if
she had OnlyFans?
Right.
If Beyonce had OnlyFans.
She probably could.
I thought she... No, that's Cardi B that had OnlyFans.
But it was just exclusive content to watch her get her hair
that's
braided.
That's exactly what Beyonce would be doing.
It was just to watch her get her hair braided. That was it.
See those stitches underneath that red cap.
It's like buying DVDs with extras. You get the DVD that had disc one with the movie, and then disc two was the extras. That's the OnlyFans.
So, I think.
What happened?
So I mean, like, we can talk about it. We can talk. I can feel like I can go more in depth in a separate like Vicky only episode. Yeah, but like I feel like that would have to be a thing that. We ask y'all if y'all actually want that. We're going to do some restructuring and reorganizing over at Patreon, because I feel like some of these episodes are going to start to become visuals. And if you are watching your Spotify app right now, you might be able to see us a little bit. I'm not really sure if I...
Are we GIFs now?
No. No, we're not peanut butter. She's always thinking about food. Jesus. So,
what's the name of peanut butter? Do you? Oh, Jiffy. I'm hungry. Get it now.
That's popcorn, sweetheart.
No, that's Jiffy
pop. What's left in here?
Nothing. So we could talk about, like, any of the songs. Which songs have you heard from the album? Which songs stand out to you? Because to me, it feels like it's all one song until, like, we get to, like, Church Girl. Honestly. Like, literally halfway through the album, half the album goes by, and it's just, like, one song. And then we get past that to Plastic on the Sofa, which everybody's on TikTok out here, like, trying to redo this run that Beyonce has you bitches salivating for. Have you not gotten those TikToks either? Girl. She's out of the loop. She's out of the loop. You're falling out of the orbit.
Most of my TikTok is about food. Surprise.
Mm-mm. She got to double tap some different things. We already saw her doing the ASMR to that sandwich being made.
So. Oh, yes.
Bitch, what?
That's a good video.
It happened.
I would have to say my favorite Beyonce song off the new album is the one with Madonna and Saucy Santana singing Material Girl.
What?
That's the wrong album, girl.
Wait.
That's the wrong
album. Whoa!
Yes! Somebody got dumped.
Is his dick out again?
Somebody got dumped hard. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm not there. Can't react.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen a chocolate Twinkie?
They're
cream filled.
It's like when you cut it in the middle and it's just like.
So.
Brian is so excited.
No, I wasn't. No, because I saw what he had and I wasn't prepared for it. I was not prepared to see that.
Brian's Chuck E. Cheese. I was.
Wow. He's showing. Okay, so for the audience at home.
Thank you.
He is showing for the audio. Us off camera, because you can't even see this if you're part of the Patreon. DJ is showing us
myself.
A very nice, round, plump, luscious, brown, chocolatey ass that is, or has most recently been, I'm going to say, demolished.
It's on a jock strap.
It's wearing a jock strap, I'm sorry. And it's slathered in oil or lube because there is a nice glisten to it.
It's a lot of shine.
The visual Brian and Ronnie so far.
Yeah, it gives you glazed chocolate donut.
It's like when you contour the boob cleavage. It's like that. That's how.
But the cream filling is where it gets the most interesting because right around this, I'm gonna say pleasantly stretched asshole.
Like the fisting slime?
No, wait.
Not that shiny.
You let us describe things that we're seeing and not guess. So, it is a... it is a... I'm going to say a hole that has been stretched by either a singular...
Or three.
6-inch around penis or several penises at...
I would say three.
Different times. Three? We're going to say three dicks. We're gonna say this hole has been ravaged. I'm gonna say not rummaged. It's not a refrigerator. It's been ravaged.
Could be both. Rummaged
through it.
It's basically pussy cum just all over.
Yeah, by three large dicks, it has been stretched out to.
It's pussy cum just dripping on the leg and the hole.
It is excreting the whitest and creamiest of.
It's very creamy
of boy batter.
Oh, someone said.
Well, thank God it's for almost, plastic is it, on the sofa.
Is it foamy?
Is it foamy? Are there bubbles?
Are there bubbles?
Let's hope they're bubbles.
If there aren't, it means he's holding his breath.
Is he pushing out? Is he pushing out?
Oh, did he push out? No, he's not pushing out. We don't see any rosebuds there.
It's a video. It's a video.
Oh, there's a video. There's a video. Is there a video?
Or was that a sound effect?
Oh, that wasn't a sound. The sound of him.
So that was him screaming.
His clock
to you.
Okay, we have gone way off track here.
Thank God for this week's flaming topics.
Yeah, seriously. I was trying to get into the Beyonce album. I think it's something that I'm going to have to do on my own on the Patreon. I'll probably try to cover this on Saturday when I have a little time off, and also probably when I'm editing this episode. And let's move on to Ezra Miller, who has been on their own journey.
Trouble in Paradise.
They kidnapped a kid, and since we've been gone.
Was that part of it?
They kidnapped a kid. They assaulted some people.
Didn't they rob somebody also?
They held up somebody at gunpoint.
Yes, he did rob somebody.
They, like, finger fucked a goat.
They robbed somebody's house.
Yeah.
And stole liquor.
They stole a lollipop from a child. There's a lot of things that they've done that they have to apologize for. So they're saying, they're blaming all of this on, you guessed it, mental health. Oh my God. They said that they're having troubles with their mental health. And, like, you know what? I'm sounding really insensitive when I talk about this, but, like...
You are!
Yeah.
Welcome to the Shade Parade.
Where you have all of the opinions and none of
the facts. None of the facts.
I think that... Ezra, what are you showing us?
Another asshole.
It's another asshole? Ooh, who is that?
My birthday nudes have been leaked. But continue.
Who is that?
Yes, his birthday nudes have been leaked. Like, is that what you said?
Whose ass is that? So we're going to do our question of the week this week. RA, do you have any answers to our question of the week from last week?
Yes, last week, aka a month ago.
The last week that we posted a question of the week, because it's been.
By the way, Devil Cat is behind me.
Oh.
I went downstairs and she snuck back up here and tried to get into the bedroom and couldn't.
Oh, poor kitty. Oh, poor kitty.
Good luck in your new home. So, last week we had asked, what is your go-to song when you're making whoopee, aka when you're fucking?
Not whoopee.
Too old, too dated?
Bitch, it was old when I heard about it.
Also, thinking about Whoopi, my default is Goldberg, and that's not what you want to think about when you're having sex.
I mean, if you're into that.
That's true. We got responses from quite a few people. Mike Forth said, The Wheels on the Bus.
Look around and round and round and round and round and round and round.
_Senyon_ said, Hey Now by Carl Thomas.
Now by Carl Thomas. I don't think I know that one.
I don't know what that... I don't remember that one. It's old, because Carl Thomas is an old reference, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't know that song, girl. I don't have the VHS for that. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, let me know what that sounds like.
Not that we care.
I am curious. No, I'm curious. You know, people are trying to give us some enlightenment.
Okay. It has that it has that wet pussy guitar. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got it. Okay.
Press eject. Said, yeah, it's the word press And it's like select, but it's with a J instead of the L. So press subject. Right? That sounds right? Anyways, they said, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No.
That's the worst.
So kudos to that one, because I could definitely see how that could put you in the mood. The real Skittles. The real Skittles said, "I sucked an acceptor all amount of dick to psilocybin by Jen."
Psilocybin by Jenny Aiko. Jenny Aiko.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not cultured. Rixie NYC said, "I've never been to me" by Charlene. Peaches, the dark, I believe, is what the rest of the name is, but it cuts off.
Okay, sorry. Psilocybin. Psilocybin by Janae Aiko. That's my shit. That's my shit. As you can see, it's starred. It's starred on the playlist.
Peaches underscore the dark. Well, let me. Peaches underscore the underscore dark underscore one said, "When We" by Tank.
Not When We.
What's that one go like?
Oh no, hold on. That's like, first off, it's his one song. It's literally his one song. Have you never heard the song?
Oh, I heard it. I heard it.
When was this released? How many decades ago?
When he was getting his salad tossed.
I think this is 2017.
Oh, it's recent? I feel like Tank is an old name. Like an old performer. Older performer.
I mean,
like, I feel like Tank came out around the same time as Tyrese. But I guess not.
I don't think you're wrong about that. But, like, I think he stayed in music, whereas Tyrese tried to branch out and become, like, a nuisance on other platforms. Yeah.
You said a nuisance to other platforms? Rafael B. Sanchez said, Orinco Flow by Enya.
Oh, Enya.
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 Enya. Really?
What? You're listening to Enya?
I think this episode is wonky.
No, he has to get up.
Please question.
No. You have to stop in the middle of it to go feed the cat.
Can you imagine?
Not this motherfucker.
He fell asleep. He's mad.
He's tight.
You should put little hands on him.
No, I'm not putting anything. I'm not getting anywhere near that motherfucker. I'm very tempted to put the Deadpool at the top of the stairs and turn it on.
I don't know how the cat would react. Yeah, I don't know how the cat would react to that.
Probably the animatronic would just freak him out, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He might piss on it to show dominance.
Also true.
I would.
I could also see him getting his nails caught on it and it falling down the stairs.
Oh, and then them like falling down the stairs together and like getting all caught up.
I don't know about that.
Tussling.
Hugh York City, our friend from Tales of the City.
Oh, yeah.
Said the Hokey Pokey.
Yes, you stick it in and you pull it out. And then you turn yourself around, and then you do it again.
A song with instructions.
I love a song with instructions.
Mystic Nisam said, "Cotton Eye Joe."
Yes, you know Cotton Eye Joe is about gonorrhea.
school.
Didn't need to know that.
Did you not know that? What do you think the eye is?
Now I'm aware.
Where do you think the cotton is going in the eye?
Ew.
It's better than having a gonorrhea test.
No, thank you. Kareem Mick Jagger first said
a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, cotton? Like, where did I get this? Where did I pick this up?
Wow. Kareem Mick Jagger first says singular question mark. What are we, 15? And then he says, he goes on to say, put on the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack and we'll see what happens.
Wow. The what?
Waiting to Exhale soundtrack?
Uh-uh. Not you shooping. Not you shooping for some dick, bitch.
Someone responded to Kareem and said, and you're apparently 50.
Hey, bitch. What are you talking about? I'm not getting naked anywhere near Layla Rashawn, bitch. No.
A lot of McGriddle said anything with a beat that I can thrust in time with, to be honest.
Oh, she meant punch in time, but go on. If you get it, you get it. That means you... She fell out of it. That means you have scoured the dark recesses of Twitter.
Oh, my God. Did not expect you... that was...
I've seen her. See, the thing is about Alotta is I've seen her just put on and reuse dish gloves. And by dish gloves, I mean guys named Carl.
Anuses. Well, hold on a second, because there's a full circle moment coming. Yeah. Michael O. Oh, that's not connected to that. Someone by the name of Carlos said, "None. I like to hear the sound of the cheeks clapping."
Oh. I mean,
it's the sound effects.
Which yeah. I can't hear, so I can't benefit from that this week.
No, like
no, there's no sound effects right now, like, but like the like sounds like you're like somebody's giving you a standing ovation for churning mayonnaise.
Not butter, she went for mayonnaise. Turning mayonnaise. And then our full circle moment from before. I Cavelli said anything from the Muppet soundtrack, which
yes,
if you got the prior reference, it kind of goes hand in hand, pun intended.
Oh, or anything from the Muppets? Well, yeah, I mean, like you can go hand in hand. Trust me, you can put both of them in there. Thank you so much for responding to our. Wait, what were you gonna say?
Did I send you the clip of the guy who had the tentacle toy up his butthole?
Yeah, and then it came out and like flopped around and was really
good. Yeah.
So yeah, no, we're not gonna talk about that on the air. Thank you so much, everyone, for reaching out and answering our question of the week this week. If you would like to participate in our question of the week for this week, be sure to reach out to us at Shape Parade Pod on both Instagram and Twitter, and we might just read your answer on the air. Well, on the podcast. I don't know if this is called the air. I don't even know what on the air means. At this point, like, how do radio waves work? Do you know how your cell phone works?
You stupid motherfucker. Something about breast cancer.
Wait, you're going to ask about breast cancer? Seriously?
No, you said,
wow.
Do you know how your phone works?
Do you know how your phone works? Whatever.
Yeah. I said something about breast cancer because I always put my phone around my titty. In my bra when I'm in drag, and it was like, you're not supposed to do that because you're gonna get breast cancer.
Oh, well, that's why you don't put it in your pocket.
Ask cancer.
Mm-mm. She said she's old. That's how you also get breast cancer.
Well, if you want to know what this week's question is, because we haven't asked it yet,
What is it? I was asking. I said, do you have a question of the week for this week?
If you had to choose, what is mm-hmm. your current favorite song off either Renaissance Act 1, the new Lizzo album special,
or
the new Megan album, Traumazine?
I can give you all three.
Well, let's go.
So, you're not going to tear Alien Superstar. You're going to tear Alien Superstar from my cold, dead, faggoty ass Vogue.
So, you're one of those faggots that's all about that one.
Yes, absolutely. I am the only one. I am one of one. Bitch, like, don't even waste your time trying to compete with me. And obviously her on Megan's album, because mm-hmm. she's her. Okay, enough. And
that's what we have to call the episode.
What?
Her, she, me. It sounds like a Japanese plate.
Honestly, I love Lizzo.
You don't have to do all three.
We didn't get into the Lizzo of it all, and I really feel like we need to like have a moment where we talk about Lizzo, because I have some controversial opinions about this album and how I feel about Lizzo in this current moment in space and time. But I Love You, Bitch is pretty much my like sentiment to like the world. So there we go. Or everybody's gay, because everybody is gay.
Gotcha. I would agree with you.
What are your songs?
I would agree with you with Her from the Megan album. From the Lizzo, Am I Ready to Be Loved? I think is what it's actually called. It's the new single she just dropped.
Yeah.
Because I like the beat. I like the message. And then on the Beyonce one, which is the one that starts with "These bitches trying to knock me down" or something like that.
These bitches trying to knock me down.
Yeah, it's like her repeating like "these hoes are trying to knock me down" or something like that. It's her in the background like saying something on loop, and then it becomes part of the beat.
Clothes look good because I'm in
no.
The song sound good because I'm on that hoe. That's that girl.
I think it's that girl.
It's that girl. It's the first song off the album.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
it's only like 30 seconds or something.
I mean, like the song isn't 30 seconds, but yes. Yes, I mean, okay. So if you would like to answer our question a week, please reach out to us on social media. We gave you the handles before. I guess that brings us to the end of the episode.
Unless happy birthday again you to DJ. Like,
talk about your favorite songs on the album.
Which album?
Forget it. Beyonce, Megan, or Lizzo. So no one has anything positive to say. What's your favorite Beyonce song?
I am torn between Church Girl and Heated.
Heated. Yes. I gotta cool down. Heated. Yes. My shit. I mean, like, there's so much.
So here she goes.
Beyonce album.
Just start the Patreon. Start the Patreon episode.
We're gonna talk about the Patreon. We're gonna talk about that on the Patreon. I'm gonna come back maybe over the weekend. Maybe I'll record this on my own from my cute little apartment, or maybe I'll just drop on to like TikTok or something and just.
Yeah, you should do a reel. Reels are popular.
Yeah.
So I hear.
Well.
Thank you, Brian, for joining us and partaking in conversation so much.
Yeah, thank you for partaking in conversation so much. You were always forever the conversationalist. If you would like to reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter.
I feel like that was a dig at me.
Please.
What was that?
On @shapery. Wait,
hold up.
That's all.
What?
Please.
Okay, all right.
Please be sure to check out our merch at shop.shadeparadepod.com and check out all of our past episodes, performance schedules, and everything Shade Parade at www.shadeparadepod.com. And we'll be back at some point in the near future to give you whatever the fuck we feel like, because
exactly
this is community.
It's 2022 and we just do it on our own schedule.
Let's do whatever the fuck I wanted to, because like I gave you a body of work and you didn't appreciate it, so here we are.
We survived the pandemic, so thanks. We
survived the pandemic. I'm kidding. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to everyone who's on the Patreon. We're out.